Third strike against driver-only operated train suspended, but dispute continues an RMT member. The third coordinated strike action involving 2,000 workers on Southern, Northern and Merseyrail against driver-only operation, DO, scheduled for the 30th of May has been suspended following the bombing in Manchester on the 22nd of May. McCash, RMT General Secretary, said, "The heightened safety and security alerts on our transport services mean the RMT's executive has taken the decision to suspend the strike action. But the dispute is ongoing. The issue, which has been long running on Southern, and linked to the victimization of a guard on Merseyrail, was joined by Northern guards, because Arriverail North has rejected attempts to resolve the dispute over driver-controlled trains due to come into service in 2020. The battle on Southern continues despite attempts by bosses, the government, the TUC and even the leaders of drivers' union ADLF. ADLF members have rejected to offers and support of RMT guards fighting to keep the vital position. Guards play a whole number of safety critical roles on trains, especially in emergency situations. With rail companies receiving massive public subsidies, rail workers and passengers are entitled to two members of staff on trains. The last strike on the 8th of April was completely solid, and brought large parts of the country to a standstill. Then one striker said, if we don't fight back the company will get rid of hundreds of guards, and walk all over the remaining employees. We say no to do. Jeremy Corbyn has said the idea of running trains with just the driver was a daft idea, and that a Labour government would back the retention of guards on trains as part of the renationalisation of the railways. He will be welcome on RMT picket lines on the 30th of May.